The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. Got a rundown for you of some of the news from today. There was a lot going on. First, Consequence here was at the Drink Champs interview with Ye, and he posted this text message that he got from Noriega saying, "Nori texted me that they are taking down the interview. It's obvious that everyone has no idea who they're dealing with. The mask is off. The house is on fire for a reason." The mask is off, you know, Ye through 2021 was wearing the mask all the time. And then the house is on fire, which kind of feels like such a long time ago at this point. Ye hasn't been wearing the mask for like months, but he was still wearing it like a decent amount in 2022. And it was such a prominent thing to see him in masks that it kind of feels like a fever dream now that we're kind of back to him not wearing the mask. The house is on fire for a reason, getting at the Donda 2 album cover or the LP3 where they burn the house. So kind of making a reference to that. And this is the text message with Nori. "Yo, shit's crazy, but it's still going to be posted. A lot of talk happening." So that was the other day. So it seemed like when the video didn't go up at the time that Nori initially said that it was going to go up, that maybe there was concern that it wasn't going to air in the first place. But of course, the interview eventually came out, the first 45 minutes on Friday or Saturday, and then Sunday the rest of the interview aired. And then Monday you get this text that says "Yo," and just says they're taking it down. So that like upset a lot of people, of course, and the interview is still available. You can see Kanye West streams here with a link. So there's so many people that have posted the full thing to YouTube, but Revolt took down the interview. Of course, there have been a ton of speculation about why that is. George Floyd's family was potentially threatening a lawsuit, and I don't know if that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back in that regard, since lawyers were starting to get involved, but the interview was taken down. Then Ye did another interview. So he's kind of been on a interview spree the last kind of month. But he did an interview with News Nation. Chris Cuomo, who I didn't realize, I'd never heard of this until today, did this 20-minute interview with Ye. You can find the full interview here. This is another one that's been like intensely debated, as it's kind of the opposite of the Drink Champs interview. In the Drink Champs interview, Noriega and DJ EFN were just kind of listening to a lot of what Ye had to say, and there was some like follow-up questions being asked, but a lot of the time it was just kind of giving Ye the room to talk about things. And there were people that really were really happy that Ye had that space. And of course, there were people saying, why didn't somebody challenge him on some of the things he was saying? That's typically what happens in an interview, et cetera, et cetera. I think, honestly, interviews can go both ways. Of course, you have the hard hitting, I'm going to ask a ton of follow up questions, I'm going to check that thing you said. But also the interview style where you just let somebody talk, I think is very valid. So even though a lot of people were like lashing out at Noriega for like not following up with a lot of questions, I mean, people want to hear what Ye has to say a lot of the time. So that was, this is the opposite of that, because Cuomo comes in like often, which was, you had people being like, good, like somebody's following up and asking questions, this is the interview. And of course you have people being like, why don't they let him talk? And Ye himself was getting very, like, the interview doesn't end in a good spot between them. It's not this happy thing. It's a very tense back and forth, with Cuomo oftentimes being like pretty overbearing in how it's going. So that interview is out. I don't know if it's just on the News Nation website, or if you have to catch like clip somewhere, or if it's probably on YouTube at this point. But definitely like an intense one that has a lot of follow-up to it, but it's kind of a heated conversation and kind of a stark contrast to the Drink Champs interview. And then, of course, this was some of the big news for the day. Kanye West to buy conservative social media platform Parler. Parler got started a few years ago and was... the whole thing was that you're not going to get kicked off. You're not going to get silenced. It was a counter movement to the fact that other social media platforms can do what happened to Ye and lock accounts, kick people off, block people forever. So Ye announced that he was going to buy Parler. Well, Ye didn't really announce. Parler announced that Ye was buying the company. And the CEO is, there's been a lot to do about the CEO being Candace Owens' husband, which, I mean, it's still, I think, in and of itself, an opportunity for Ye. It's in line with what he's looking for right now, and definitely gives him, I think, the platform that he's looking for. So we'll see what happens with that. I know Parler got off to a hot start when it first launched and has kind of just been like hanging on. So this is bringing, I think, what's mostly like the second round of media to it, like a new life to it. So we'll see what happens with that, when he would take ownership, how long the deal takes to get finalized. And then, of course, people started talking with Elon buying Twitter and Ye buying Parler. Elon posted this meme that's, this is Dragon Ball GT era Trunks and Goten, and they're doing the fusion dance, and it's Ye with Parler, Elon with Twitter. And he said, fun times ahead, but he deleted these. I don't know if it was just a meme and he had fun and people were taking it too seriously, but given like the friendship between the two of them, I can definitely see, and the aligned perspective on a lot of things, especially social media and the censorship on social media and where the line is for people, I could definitely see Elon being like, okay, as part of Twitter, we're having like the Parler area of Twitter as kind of this offshoot to the platform or something. Or they'll just stay separate. But we also had here as kind of the last bit of info, Rihar here, which if you haven't followed, like if you're looking for a Twitter account that's posting like breaking news all the time, RH here is a very good follow and under like rated at only 1200 followers. Like the amount of time and effort and the like how ahead of the curve they typically are with information versus all the other Ye accounts, which I follow. Like I have good insight into this. Like definitely give Rihar a follow here. But Ye is a feature on Jeezy's album this Friday. The whiteboard, which will look familiar to any like Ye fan that's been following for a number of years now. Ye really likes using dry erase boards like this. I'm sure a lot of artists do, but it just feels like a post related to Ye. And you can see there's a song, Facetious, right here that says featuring Kanye. So we'll see what that is. 2022 is the year of the Kanye feature. There have been so many that have come out this year, which kind of makes sense. He's been in music making mode, but hasn't wanted to or hasn't felt right about putting out an album or like the finalized version of an album, but has things to say, been making music, been jumping on things, connecting with people. So we'll see what this ends up being. I know there were some people that were speculating like, oh, maybe it's just like samples Ye, interpolation of Ye, something. Maybe he might not be on it, but his name's on the whiteboard. So we'll see if the song actually is on Jeezy's album this Friday and what role Ye plays on it. But that covers the range of topics from just today. So a busy day. But that's it for now. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.